You're listening to SBS News.
Amateur boxer Sean Jacobs is a softly spoken, gentle giant.
Next combo! 1, 2, 3, 4!
With the gloves on, he's a force to be reckoned with.
Pushes me to my limits, but in a good way. And especially joining a club like Corporate Fighter, it's like a family, so every step of the way, they supported me.
From the coastal town of Gisborne in New Zealand, the 33-year-old gay man embraced the sport in Sydney, having struggled with social anxiety.
Doing boxing brought me out of my shell and actually made me more confident, because it is such a, sometimes in-your-face sport that you have to kind of step outside your comfort zone.
With his confidence boosted, he's training for his next fight in December. The long-term goal, competing in the world's first gay boxing championships, an event spearheaded by friend Martin Stark. He is himself a recent boxing convert, picking up the gloves in 2018, following a series of life-threatening health scares linked to Addison's disease, a disorder in which the adrenal glands don't produce enough hormones.
And I almost died at the end of 2017 from the condition, and I had some PTSD because in 2006 I had a bad adrenal crisis which caused me to be in 2 induced comas. So as a way of really combating the PTSD, I had a few self-defence classes. The second class just happened to be boxing. And I just fell in love with the sport. For me, boxing was almost barbaric. People would never associate with me with boxing. But I just continued the journey.
He's found the sport great for his physical and mental health. Here's his trainer, Jamie Riley.
His aspirations are great. He's put his effort in wholeheartedly through the sessions. He's never missed one, and he's doing his best, and he listens, which is, it's important in my game.
Martin had aspirations to compete in the gay games, but when boxing was dropped from the lineup, he decided to organise his own event.
And what I want to do is just show that LGBTQI+ people and our allies belong in the ring and can be world boxing champions, can be Olympic champions, can be involved in the sport, which I love.
The World Gay Boxing Championship has the backing of governing bodies worldwide and high-profile endorsements, including the likes of Mauricio Suleiman, president of the World Boxing Council.
We support inclusion, diversity, and we believe in pride and honour.
And Bruce Silverglad, the owner of the historic Gleason's Gym in New York, where Muhammad Ali once trained.
Members of the LGBTQI+ community, you're welcome at Gleason's Gym. Please come here, train, prepare for your competitions that take place in Sydney, Australia.
More than 70 competitors from across the world have expressed interest in taking part in the championship. The first major meet will take place in February 2023 at the Wink Stand of Randwick Racecourse, coinciding with World Pride in Sydney. Athletes like footballer Josh Cavallo, who came out as the first openly gay active footballer last month, have proven that attitudes towards sexuality in sport are changing at the elite level. This movement, Martin says, is about encouraging acceptance for those just starting out, helping them to feel confident being open.
I think hearts and minds are changing. There are still high levels of homophobia, racism, hatred in sport, certainly through social media. My real focus is at that grassroots amateur level, because that's where the real change happens.
For Sean, the boxing community has been supportive and affirming. He's now got plans to start a local club dubbed the Sydney Hookers.
A lot of my friends have reached out to me and other people in the community wanting to join boxing, but I've, too scared to take that first step. We're hoping just to get more people, even, to do a class in the sport, just to see that it is not as scary as what is put out there sometimes.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.